Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I had a good thing to say there earlier today, but I forgot right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, we'll just call it the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to break one of our rules tonight. We're going to break the 15-minute rule tonight on an obit, so just be ready for that. That's why we're doing 2.5 hours tonight. Oh my, I wonder what that is. It's someone who will not be in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. That's who. But I digress, as often I do. It's time to now really get to what the, get to the crux of the matter. There are things we know about Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's all about love. That's a big one. We love the all-important cuss sound. Monkey equals funny, and then you can add a chicken to it. There are things you know about this show. And one of the things you probably know about this show is that if our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., is in need, why, we're here for him. And he was in a vile mood today. Vile. Never heard him say that before. So I asked him what would make it better, and that's what he's going to get right now. Hopefully it's going to make it better for you too. You, the listener. Because that's how it's going to go. Because I have a feeling, just a feeling, that he's been fretting for some petting. right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Troubles when you call me on the phone. I can't help you out, man. I got worries of my own, 'cause I'm fretting for some petting. Yes, I'm fretting for some petting. Oh, fool that I am, I'm fretting for some petting. I tried all the nightclubs and all the liquor stores. I couldn't find my baby, but I'm gonna look once more, 'cause I'm fretting for some petting. Yes, I'm fretting for some petting. No, ain't no doubt about it. I'm fretting for some petting. All night, worried through the day. I've been hung up like crazy since my baby went away.
You're fretting for some petting.
Do something about it.
You're fretting for some petting.
Can't live without it. It's a sad, sad, sad story. I'm fretting for some petting.
We'll be right back. are your digital music distribution? What's that name again? That's right. Meow.
Sitting in the grass, the Geechee bet the monkey that he can't swing fast. The monkey said, boy, to swing like me, you must be a native of the West Indies. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing, way you say, look, swing, monkey swing. Geechee, my boy, to swing like me, you must learn to swing on a breadfruit tree. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing, way you say, look, swing, monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing me monkey swing, for there is nothing in this world like a monkey swing. Whiteman is the prince of swing, Louis Armstrong is the trumpet king. But when Houdini swing, the monkey swing, I inspire them girls to shake that thing. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing, way you say, man swing, the monkey swing. And when you swing it, let me swing the monkey swing, for there is nothing in this world like a monkey swing. For that is swing, way you say, look a monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing me monkey swing. Geechee, my boy, to swing like me, you must learn to swing on a mango tree. And the monkey was sent to jail, they had nobody to stand their bail. The monkey said, Geechee, I don't like this jail, I'm going to get out of here swinging by my tail. Oh, and swing, swing, monkey swing, where you say, let me swing, me monkey swing. Geechee, my boy, to swing like me, you better go and practice on an apple tree. For that is swing, where you say, look a monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing, look monkey swing. Geechee, my boy, to swing like me, you better learn to swing on a breadfruit tree.
That was very nice of you, Lily, to make our friend feel at home. Now, why don't you introduce our guest to some of our pets?
Oh, I just love to. Let's go over here and meet the raven who lives in our clock. Lots of folks have a cuckoo clock, but we have the only raven clock in town. Raven, come out here and meet someone. I said, come on out, Raven. When are you going to start doing what you're told?
Nevermore! Nevermore!
That bird is getting fresher every day.
I know. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart aleck raven.
Say, Lily, maybe our guest would like to meet our kitty cat.
Why, of course. Here he is lying on the sofa. Just listen to him purr. If you rub his ears, he'll meow for you. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. There. Wasn't that cute? You're a nice little kitty, aren't you? Kitty likes visitors. Maybe the next time you come over, you can bring a friend.
And if you can't find a friend, we'll help you dig one up.
Now this
of Jack and Jill. And I don't mean the couple who went up the hill. I just mean a couple of lovers that live next door. And they're always battling, and I'm trying to keep the score. They're always petting and poking and jabbing and joking and cooing and cracking and wooing and whacking. They keep necking and knocking, singing and socking and squawking and squeezing and burning and freezing. Why, he holds her hands as long as he's able. But when he lets go, she bops him with a table. They start right in, patting and pinching and clouting and clenching. They're enjoying themselves, having a good time. Green thought he'd call one day on this nicely newlyweds across the way. But just as the pastor knocked on the door, a straight right connected mop, he hit the floor. They was petting and popping and banging and bopping, cooing and kissing and hitting and missing. They kept on grooving and grieving and loving and leaving, kicking and cackling and tickling and tackling. Now one night a neighbor tried some intervention, but one short jab knocked out his good intention. They started right in, stewing and stabbing and jiving and jabbing, having a good time. Once a lion escaped from a circus train, he strayed in Jack and Jill's domain. Just then they got in a towering rage. Lion took one look and jumped back in his cage. They started in swatting and swaying and plotting and playing and stomping and stabbing and grooving and grabbing. They kept dancing and ducking, tripping and trucking and plotting and pleading and banging and bleeding. Her mother said, I'll go right in there and fetch her. But mom came out riding on a stretcher. They started right in hitting and holding, fainting and folding. They was enjoying themselves, having a good time. Once a reporter called on the wife just to gather some data on her hectic life. She told him she'd never find time for books. She's always busy ducking left hooks. They was always swatting and swaying and socking and singing and cutting and cuddling and messing and muddling. They kept on fondling and fussing and kissing and cussing and tapping and teasing and squatting and squeezing. Once a voice called out, stop, I'm the law. But all he stopped was a haymaker to the jaw. They started in jiving and jumping and throbbing and thumping. They was enjoying themselves. You see, they were in love. Ain't married life wonderful? Hey, will somebody call Dr. Kildare? Is Dr. Christian in the house? Huh?
Fur. I am covered with fur. From my snoot to my spur. I'm a furry fella. Fur. When you stroke it, I purr. When you poke it, I curr. It's maroon and yellow. Fur keeps me warm when it's purr. Don't you wish it you were fairly bursting with fur, fur, fur. Yes, fur is beautiful, fur is clever. Furthermore, I'll love you forever. Fur, unforgettable fur. Now you may find fur too frightful, but I'd never switch. I find my fur delightful, but boy, does it itch. You may see fur is horrible. I say no, sir. To me, my fur's adorable, and I'm covered with fur. I kind of grow it. Fur keeps you warm when it's fur. Don't you wish that you were fairly bursting with fur, fur, fur. Yes, fur.
From his snoot to his fur.
2, 3, 4, turn.
He's a furry fella.
Oh yeah.
Fur, 2, 3, 4, dip. When you stroke it, he'll purr.
Okay.
Yeah. When you poke it, he'll purr.
Oh yeah.
It's maroon and yellow. Fur, 2, 3, double dip. Keeps him warm when it's fur.
Hey, the kid's not there.
Don't you waste the kid's fur. Fairly bursting with fur, fur, fur.
Go get him, kid.
Thank you.
the planet, the zoo. This must be the place, don't shove. The wildest and best, man, if you guess, Wazoo is Wazoo de for love. The planet, the zoo, the planet, the zoo. All week long and Saturday too. Well, what do you think the inhabitants do? Wazoo, Wazoo, Wazoo. The planet, the zoo, the planet, the zoo. Flip my radar, ain't that a view? They're spinning their tops, you're in orbit when you Wazoo, Wazoo, Wazoo. So rocket me to the planet, the zoo. This must be the place, don't shove. The wildest and best, man, ain't you guess? Wazoo is Wazoo D for love. The planet for zoo, got no jails, no taxes are due. They don't need that jazz for the citizens who Wazoo, Wazoo, Wazoo. So rocket me to the planet for zoo. This must be the place, don't shove. The wildest and best, man, ain't you guess? Wazoo is Wazoo D for love. Wazoo is Wazoo D for love.
Let me tell you this. On the way over here today, we stopped by the zoo. It's not what it's all cracked up to be over there. They're not content sitting in there. You know what they want? They're asking about you. Down at the zoo, they're asking for you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And all we want to do is make the Tidhead happy. That's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He seems like he's in a better mood already. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or just go to yourdiabetesinfo.org. Just do that. So much more silliness to go. Then we got lots of radio obituaries to do. And like I said, and you know, and I said it was a rule that I'm going to break tonight. It's not a rule. It's a guideline. I try not to make rules for the show. I try to make guidelines. Sometimes, well, documented guidelines, mind you. And I'm a pretty strict adherent to my guidelines. But sometimes you gotta let them go. But now it's back to the needs of our titular head of research right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and with much difficulty maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
Different this time, Mum. I'm really going to look after this ant.
Well, that's what you said about the sperm whale. My pop was having to use it as a gouge.
Well, you didn't feed it properly.
Where are we going to get 44 tons of plankton from every morning? Your papa was dead vexed about that. We thought he was mad in the deli.
Well, at least he's got a free garage.
Right, no good to him. His Hillman smells all fishy.
Are you giving that tiger drugs?
Of course I'm giving it drugs.
It's illegal.
You try telling that to the tiger.
Well, I think it's dangerous.
Listen, before he started fixing, he used to get through 4 Jehovah Witnesses a day. And he used to eat all of them.
Except for the pamphlets. Well, he's not dim.
All right.
Well, I think I'll go and watch one of the televisions. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, by the way, Michael's been on the phone all day for you.
Michael?
Yeah, he's been on the phone all day. He came round twice.
What's he look like?
Oh, I didn't see him. The orange rumpty-gooty answered the door. Only useful animal you ever bought, that.
Where is he now?
He's upstairs forging prescriptions for the sodding tiger.
No. Where's Michael Ellis now?
Oh, I don't know. He said it wasn't important anyway. All right, here I come.
So the writing was on the wall that Pluto's days were numbered. Well, in the 1990s, there's a folk singer who took note of this. And I'm a big fan of when science influences the creativity of artists, where science becomes the artist's muse. And I heard this song called Planet X. No, I will not sing it. I have something better. I will get the original writer and performer of Planet X, Christine Lavin. Come on out, Christine Lavin. I want a hug from you, Christine. In my book, The Pluto Files, chronicling the rise and decline of Pluto, I had to make sure that every word of every lyric from her song Planet X is in an appendix of that book, because it is itself a lesson plan in the plight of America's favorite planet. And you agreed graciously at 2 o'clock this afternoon to come in here and sing this song for us. So Christy Lavin.
Yeah.
In Arizona, at the turn of the 20th century, astromathematician Percy B. Lowell was searching for what he called Planet X, because he knew deep down in his soul that an unseen gravitational presence meant a new planet spinning in the air, joining the other eight already known, circling our sun up there. But Percival Lowell died in 1916, his theory, only a theory, till 1930 when Clyde Tombaugh, in a scientific query, discovered Planet X, 3.7 billion miles from our sun. A smallish ball of frozen rock, methane and nitrogen. It joined Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Our solar system's newest neighbor, two-thirds the size of our moon. A tiny, barely visible speck, cold, minus 440 below. Not exactly paradise. They named the planet.
Yes!
That same year, 1930, Walt Disney debuted his own Pluto as well. But a cartoon dog with the very same name as the CEO of hell. Oh, that was not your normal Disney style. Most thought he was riding the coattails of Plutomania sweeping the land. Not unlike our modern love for manatees and whales. For the next 5 decades, mysterious Pluto captivated our minds. As late as 1978, its own moon Charon was seen for the very first time. But now, satellites and telescopes and computer calculations say that Pluto may not be a planet at all, creating great consternation. Some scientists say that Pluto is a trans-Neptunian interloper swept away by an unknown force. Of a wayward comet, somehow sucked off course. Others say Pluto is an asteroid in the sun's gravitational pull. But if you had asked Clyde Tombaugh, he would have told you that's all bull. I get hundreds of letters from kids every year, he says. It's Pluto, the planet they love. It's not Pluto, the comet. It's not Pluto, the asteroid. They wonder about above. And at the Astronomical Union Working Group for Planetary System Nomenclature.
You're probably the first audience who knows that's a real club.
They too say that Pluto is a planet, reinforcing Clyde Tombaugh's view of nature. Norwegian Carrie Exnes, professor at the Theoretical Astrophysics Institute, he too says Pluto is a planet, and a significant one to boot. But at the University of Colorado, astronomer Larry Esposito says if Pluto were discovered today, it would not be a planet. End of discussion, finito. He says that Pluto was definitely not spun off from solar matter like the other eight planets we know. By every scientific measurement we have, is Pluto a planet? No. textbooks referred to Pluto as less than a planet. I guess if Pluto showed up at a planet convention, the bouncer might be forced to ban it. St. Christopher is looking down on this and he says, Pluto, I can relate. When I was demoted from sainthood, I gotta tell you, little buddy, it didn't feel real great. And Scorpios look up in despair because Pluto rules their sign. Is now reading their daily horoscope just a futile waste of time? It takes 248 Earth years for Pluto to circle our sun. It's tiny and it's cold, but of all heavenly bodies, it was Clyde Tombaugh's favorite one. Till he was 92, he worked every day in Las Cruces, New Mexico, determined to maintain the planetary status of his beloved Pluto. But how now do we deal with it? Scientists think they have proof that Pluto is never a planet. How do we handle this truth? PhDs all disagree. Who's wrong? Who is right? But wherever you are, whatever you are, Pluto, we know you're up there tonight. And on July 14th, you got to see the New Horizons Express. Fly by and take pictures of your way cool surface to send to your webpage address. SEEPLUTONOW.com. Pluto.com. You got your own webpage for little guy Pluto. You're the bomb. Yes, at the turn of the 20th century, astromathematician Percy Bysshe Lowell, in his quest for Planet X, started this ball to roll. But here in the 21st century, we think he may have been a little off base. So we look at the sky and wonder what new surprises await us in outer space. We look at the sky and we wonder.
To say the monkey won't do. One Saturday morning I woke up late. I found a little monkey outside me gate. I went outside to investigate. The monkey was doing the latest dance craze. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. And when I dance this cat, monkey dance it too. And when I wash, wash, monkey wash, wash too. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. Monkey do it too. And when I whoop and I wham, monkey whoop wham too. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do.
Visit to a duplex planet. Visit to a duplex planet. Visit visit to a duplex, visit to a duplex planet. 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 Visit to a planet. Visit to a duplex 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 planet. A duplex planet. Visit to a duplex planet. Visit to a planet. Visit to a duplex planet. Visit to a duplex planet. Visit to a duplex.
Right here.
Visit. Visit.
Right here.
Visit to a duplex. Visit to a duplex planet. 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 Visit to a duplex. Visit to a duplex planet. Visit to a duplex.
Ricky Bates.
Cosmic Ray Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida. All experts were busy planning a trip to planet Mars. Three rockets and takeoff tubes. No coroner. Several of the six occupants were not children's paws. All rockets were in readiness for the outer space. The occupants donned their dark suits for the start. One of the active men, quote,
"There's a match on my face!"
Suddenly, a spaceship whizzed towards outer space, like a dart.
Planning and completing an exploring trip to planet Mars. Planning and completing an exploring trip to planet Mars.
Many deep, ragged old craters. After landing, they explored its entire outer face. There's no food, vegetation, not even taters. But they were satisfied to conquer the space race.
Planning and completing an explorative trip to planet Mars.
Several million mile return trip, they were greeted with a noisy, hearty applause. Each in turn extended a cheery, smiling grip. Of the entire group, none has large, distorted paws.
Planning and completing an explorative trip to planet Mars. Planning and completing an explorative trip.
and a spread for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana spread for my baby, glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana spread for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice. Tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour. Pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy glue, cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
Return to the planet of the apes. We apes have been eaten.
Pagans of West El Ember 2,
hated,
circa 57,
and mocked,
the Dell
and
Vikings
feared,
and Anita Ekberg
persecuted
really got
and
me
protected.
Through.
We
the
are
lights
no substitute
were on
for
at
man.
The Colosseum.
We have been shot into space, featured on television,
Museum.
And infected
Rock
with syphilis.
Rock and roll madness was our self-defense.
Our young chimps and small monkeys
fire.
Are loved
we
by
were
your
victims
children.
Of passion.
You treat our
no
gorillas as sinners.
There was no
fools,
factory
lovers,
where we paid our dues.
We broke silver chains
in dirty raincoats.
Of your Christian
ancient
repression.
Teachers
we are
Susaks,
rapist apes.
We choked on hot dogs,
drinking
peanut,
wine
soda,
and crushing
and
grapes. We'll stay
behind
your inspiration.
Passion, we were pimple,
if you'll be our pets.
Cream warriors.
You are voluptuous. I'm
carrying black tulips.
I run with long and jungle
tomorrow,
legs.
The boys
I kiss
yesterday.
You with my enormous mouth.
And we must have so many Cinderellas.
I am your joy.
You mean
I am your
punishment.